Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today calls for at least a chance of a few spotty thunderstorms during the heat of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. In fact, it'll be a little less humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is a hot day with a high near 90. Maybe an isolated afternoon storm somewhere in the area and a better chance of some scattered storms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Montgomery Fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in the fire. And Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with an updated 2019 market report. According to MLS statistics, sales in the River Region are up almost 8% from last year at the same time. The MLS statistics from MLS show that homes are selling for approximately 97% of the list price, and there has been over 1,700 closings so far this year in the River Region. We are negotiating multiple offers on our listings, and sometimes our buyers are competing with other buyers for the same property. What all this means is we have a much better real estate market than we've had in over a decade. Buyers are still being able to secure low interest rate fixed rate loans, and when they buy a home, the chances that their equity will grow is at a pace not seen since 2008. For a complete market report on your house, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me directly, bogoodson@charter.net.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Our 11 o'clock name for the One Carat Forever Mark Diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, Bianca Lawrence. Bianca Lawrence, you have the rest of this hour to call us back at 396-5477. Bianca Lawrence, call us back at 396-5477.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
today. Maury, Baron, Coleman here, 7 minutes after 11 o'clock.
I love this song.
It's a great song.
I take no responsibility if you get a speeding ticket while this song is
correct.
Because if it was playing and I was in the car, I'd be doing 110.
Yes.
That left lane was made for songs like Radar Love. All right. At the top of the last hour, we talked about the Catholic Church, which has had its own share of problems with sexual issues, particularly sex abuse and others. It's happened in Montgomery. It's happened in the Archdiocese of Mobile. It's happened in Alabama. It's happened in the United States. It's happened all over the world. And a lot of people have called into this program, particularly when Catholic issues come up. We used to have Father Driscoll stop by twice a year, at least. It comes up from time to time. Someone will call in and make some pedophilia joke, some sex abuse joke. People will say, oh, priests should be married. It's not natural. The Southern Baptist Church, the Southern Baptist Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, met in Birmingham, Alabama. Here is the way the Associated Press titled their headline, Southern Baptists Meet Endorse Steps Against Sex Abuse. You might be asking yourself, I wasn't aware there was a sex abuse problem in the Southern Baptist Church. No, it's because they always only comment on the Catholic Church's sex abuse problem. But here's the Dateline Birmingham. Confronting an unprecedented sex abuse crisis, delegates of the Southern Baptist Convention's national meeting voted Tuesday to make it easier to expel churches that mishandle sex abuse cases. The Reverend J.D., and I don't know how to pronounce his name. It's G-R-E-E-A-R. Greer?
I'd just say Greer.
Greer? Yeah. Greer? President of the nation's largest Protestant denomination said the SBC faced a defining moment that would shape the church for generations to come. And they even bring the Catholic Church into this article, the Associated Press does. So Southern Baptist Church's meeting comes as U.S. Catholic bishops convene in Baltimore to address a widening sex abuse crisis in the Catholic Church. Southern Baptist Convention said it had 14.8 million members in 2018. Down about 192,000 from the previous year. The Catholic Church, the largest denomination in the United States, 76.3 million members as of last year. And they go on. They don't really talk about the numbers of it in this particular article. And I read the article, and it talked about sexual abuse of children and women and others.
There's a Times article that I think is a... that's not the Times article?
No, that's the AP article.
400 leaders from youth pastors to top ministers pleaded guilty or convicted of sex crimes against more than 700 victims since 1998.
Okay, so, yeah, it's not bad. I mean, you know what I mean. Not thousands. Not millions.
Not good.
Well, it's not good. 84 joins the program. Here's the headline from AL.com. How many kids will it take? Protesters demand Southern Baptists do more to fight sex abuse. Apparently, there was a rally. Dave loves rallies.
Yeah, and there parades.
There was a rally outside of the Southern Baptist Convention meeting. AP did not cover the rally. And they quote the same statistics in this article. Since 1998, roughly 380 Southern Baptist church leaders and volunteers have faced allegations of sexual misconduct, according to an investigation by the Houston Chronicle and the San Antonio Express News published in February. 220 offenders have been convicted or took plea deals. Dozens of cases are pending involving pastors, ministers, youth pastors, Sunday school teachers, deacon, and church volunteers. At least 22 former Alabama Baptist ministers have been charged with sex crimes. I venture to say that is more than Catholic priests that have been charged with sex crimes in Alabama.
In Alabama, yeah.
I'm just saying...
There's more Baptists now.
The only reason I'm bringing this up is because I do get moderately irritated whenever the Catholic Church comes up on this program. People calling in, usually off air, sometimes they get on air, saying, but they're little pedophiles and priests and sex people. It's not natural. It's not natural. You know, you have this problem because they're not allowed to get married. You're allowed to get married and be a Baptist preacher. Still have the problem. Right. It's a problem in humanity. It's a defect in humanity.
It is, and it's a problem with any authoritative regime and any large organization. And look, we covered this from a different angle that not a lot of people will realize, but we covered this from a different angle on Monday. What was the thing on Monday? 60% of men said that they wouldn't feel right being supervisors of women anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And so you know, the very, you know, the first thing I think of when there's like a single dude, you know, teaching teaching Sunday school is get them kids. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because here's the thing, like, we all know about this stuff now. It's not the 1950s or 60s when, you know, when normal people didn't think that this stuff happened. It happened. You got to guard against it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's a power thing. It is a sexual thing, but it's also a power thing. And most people don't realize that. We're talking about two sides of the same coin here.
Well, and I'm sorry, and this it may be just completely wrong, but if I'm dropping my kid off at a daycare, I don't want some dude taking my child.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah. I mean, that may be, you know, sexist.
Now, we are three bearded Americans in here.
It's
so
true.
This is nothing against facial hair. I encourage all men who can grow facial hair to grow facial hair. It's manly.
What's that thing that I sent you all the other day?
Toxic masculinity.
Your dad doesn't have a beard, you have two moms.
So we are three bearded Americans here. All three can grow nice beards, and we wear them proudly. Now,
Lauren's trying to get me to shave mine off again.
Right. Have you ever flipped through the sexual offender database? Just grabbed a random city and looked at every picture.
No, I've never felt the need to do that, B.
Well, you have not represented sexual criminals. I have. I've done it. And I showed my wife one time. We went through it. It is remarkable. Even the women sexual offenders have facial hair. It's like 100% of the people in there have a mustache, a beard, or a goatee. 100%. Usually a mustache or a goatee. Occasionally the full bearded American. So I'm not cheesing on beards, but why does every single youth minister have to have facial hair?
Because the goatee signifies you're cool, man.
That's right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
It's,
you're hip,
it's
you're
the cool.
cool
thing. I mean, because that's what the whole youth minister deal that, I mean, we really didn't, I guess it kind of started when I was coming up, but that's what you got to have the hip, young, you know, 19, and I mean, your wife was one.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I mean, I'm not knocking them, but you had to have the cool 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old, and you want to be the cool dude that everybody wants to be like. And so, but I'm with Dave on that. I mean, that makes you groovy.
My mom is thumbs downing facial hair on men. I'm telling you right now, it is toxic masculinity. You notice both of Trump's boys grew beards after he won?
No, I did not.
Eric and Don Jr. both have grown full beards. Big, burly, like Paul Bunyan would be jealous type beard. I mean, a real thick facial feature. It's nice.
I wish Trump would grow a beard. That would be a power move. And shave his head.
I guarantee you it would be the best beard.
Oh,
it would be the best beard.
Because no one could grow beards like Donald Trump could grow beards.
We have the best beards, don't we, people? No, but I've noticed a lot of Republican and conservative men are going with beards now. And I think it's a pushback on this whole war on men.
I think it's that, and we're just lazy and don't like to shave.
You speak for yourself, old man. It is nice to only have to keep up your beard once a week instead of every morning.
Exactly.
Truth.
I just trim around the lips a little bit once a week. If it gets too long, knock it down with the dog clippers. I'm a fan. You can grow a beard, grow one. It's good for the country. Do it for America.
But not a goatee.
Yeah, not a goatee.
I'm coming in with a goatee Friday.
She ain't exactly pretty. Ain't exactly small. 4239956. You can say she got it all.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, Canine Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands of 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com.
Hey, kids!
Hi!
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Guys, welcome back in. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84 here with you during the 11 o'clock hour of News and Views on a beautiful Wednesday, a wind-down Wednesday.
Right. Where can you get wind-down Wednesday?
Midtown Pizza Kitchen, half-price wine from open to close.
Wow.
I forgot when I did their spot during the last hour that it was Wednesday. Something that I did not forget, ASC Credit Union has incredible banking opportunities. I mean, incredible. All your traditional banking you can do to credit union. All the traditional banking. The only difference is, instead of serving your globalist corporatist overlords, you're serving the members. Yeah, I mean, the members are basically the owners of the bank. You guys get together, and the benefits are for you. If they make too much money one year, then you just get better rates and better benefits the next year and more locations and better online banking, and they pour the money back into the operation. They don't just send it off to profits and dividends. Some guy in the Hamptons with a $1,000 cigar. $2,000 shoes.
Silk stockings.
Yes, $10,000 suit. So, only the Geodis needs to wear a suit like that.
So this Southern dude.
In the Hamptons.
Up there in the Hamptons.
Yeah, yeah. He fit right in. Hey, Ira. Who's the guy from Mississippi who just moved in? In the Hamptons. I don't know, man.
Don't knock it. We made a lot of money with that guy over the years, you know? He knows how to treat people.
He got us into the casinos in Mississippi.
They got a big announcement coming up, too.
ASC Credit Union?
Yeah.
Wait till Monday.
Don't they?
Wait till Monday.
Okay.
Wait till Monday.
Just wait. You guys wait till Monday.
I'm not kidding. Get into ASC Credit Union. Sign up. Do everything you have to do. Wait till Monday. Wait till Monday. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations around the river region, 5,000 co-op locations around the country. They are federally insured by NCUA. They are equal opportunity lenders. Did you guys watch that dud of an election yesterday?
Man. I texted you last night and was like, God, the turnout was lower than even you and I thought it would be.
Well, like 73 people voted? Something like
20-something hundred. It was low. Charlotte Meadows got 44% of the vote with 1,200 votes.
Of the 30,000
people. She has been twice, I think, elected and run a third time and not gotten elected in that pretty much that same district. School board and House District 74. And she can only muster 1,200 votes. That is a low turnout election. If you'd have told me she'd only gotten 1,200 votes, I'd have told you she might not have made the runoff.
Right.
But no, she did make the runoff with Michael Fritz, who appeared on this program, Jesse Hefner, who ran against Robert Bentley inexplicably.
He came in third, didn't he?
He came in third. Daniel Sparkman, who was on this program, who I really did like.
Yeah.
I really did like Daniel Sparkman. I hope he gets a great job and has a bright future. He came in third. He came in fourth with 11%. Toby Grant, who... It's a weird bird.
You seem a little odd.
He's a really nice guy.
He's a great guy. He was in way over his head.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't mean he himself is weird, but...
I bet Hefner's happy with that $75,000 loan he took out.
To get 11%. Well, he ran against Bentley. Bentley's not on the ballot.
Just saying, man. Sometimes you should, like, you know, go to the professionals.
Jay King.
Really? You don't know any of that?
4%.
Nah.
Jay King, 4%. I guess he's going to have to keep policing. I don't know. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will be in the runoff. This is a boring race.
Now, the turnout will probably be higher. Because it's going to be on the same day as the mayor's election.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
So, strangely, turnout should be higher in the...
I wonder
if they're going to make them do that. I bet you they are. I bet you have to go through two lines like you did on the...
You probably have to go to two places.
Ugh.
Usually your municipal ballot is not the same place as your... Yes.
Then it would be a much lower. Much, much lower.
Yeah, you have to go to vote two different... A lot of times it's two different places. Like when I lived behind the boulevard on Southern Walmart, my municipal ballot was on Vaughn Road at like Gateway or something, whatever that's called over there. And my state ballot was at Hope Hole United Methodist Church.
Yeah. 1,000 votes wins this race.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case.
easily.
Somebody should call in and clarify.
I'll get in touch with the Secretary of State's office. And we got what, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that? It's a long way off. I don't know. Maybe they kind of nested the precincts and put them all together. I don't know. But what a boring election. I heard a lot of people. I talked to four or five people last night trying to digest the election and figure out why the results were what they were. And they were all wrong. Turnout is not driven by direct communication. Turnout is driven by indirect communication. Results are driven by direct communication. You had nobody on television.
Correct.
And when there's nobody on television, general awareness goes down. And turnout goes down. Now, if you're on television, awareness goes up. Just means more people vote. Doesn't necessarily mean they vote only for you, but more people are aware of it. Yard signs, general awareness, more people vote. Percentage typically stays about the same. You're not winning an election with yard signs. Michael Fritz, I didn't see a single piece of direct communication. Maybe he sent mail or something. Who was running his campaign?
That cat that was with him.
With Michael Fritz?
Yeah, remember when he came in? He had a dude with him?
Oh, the guy from up in North Alabama.
Yeah, nice kid.
Yeah, he seemed nice. He asked to be my Facebook friend. I can't remember his name. He's from Moulton or something? No, he's from
Florence.
Florence. Yeah, up there somewhere. Lauderdale, Lawrence County. What's the difference?
None.
It's all Tennessee Valley to me.
Ain't Nairn.
And again, Jesse Hefner was on TV, but running against Bentley, who's not on the ballot.
Right. And not ever saying anything about really what he would do except for, like...
Put up cameras or something. Yeah. Like, be a police chief or something. Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird race. But that's why turnout was so low, is because there was no general...
Correct.
...awareness of the election.
There was nothing to drive excitement, frankly.
Right. There was nothing. There was no, like, yeah, we got to go out and vote. Unless you know Charlotte Meadows or know Michael Fritz or know one of these people, you didn't vote. I mean, generally speaking, you probably didn't vote. Charlotte was just straight on name ID.
How many votes exactly did she get?
1218. Yeah. I'll tell you exactly how many votes were cast completely. Because
I bet there's
2,900, right?
I bet there's 1,200 people that know you.
That's what I was going to say is, like, I mean, in a race like that, like, get your voter file and then just go through who you know that lives in the district.
Yeah.
You know?
You could knock your way to victory. 2,771. If you had a big church, you could win this.
Correct.
Right.
If you had a special election and you were in a big church, she's not in a big church, and I don't think her church is in the district. I think our church is out of the district, or it's very close. It's right on the border.
It's Montgomery. I mean, you know,
yeah,
a lot of big churches.
Well, but I mean, look at what Dimitri did. He had every person with a Greek last name voting
Correct.
For him.
That's what I said.
I mean, he like stole 300 or 400 votes right there.
Went through and figured out who he knows,
and called him.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he had a professional.
Mm-hmm. And started cutting his own Mr. G's ads.
Mm-hmm. That's true, he did. That's true, he
did. Hashtag David Woods.
Oh, man, that's so weird what he's doing. So weird. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. Someone texted me and said, I'm available for knocking on doors. Good. Call Charlotte or Michael. I'm not knocking on doors for anybody.
Not a chance.
I mean, I can't imagine. But anyway, it'll be interesting. They're both welcome to come on.
The last time that the mayor was running, I like saw my neighbors in their driveway and was like, hey, you know, if you don't have much going on, vote for this guy.
Yeah.
And they're like, we saw the sign. We're already voting for
him. We're good. We're good. Charlotte is I consider her a friend. I don't think her husband likes me much, but I don't particularly care. But she's always been very friendly to me. I've always been friendly to her face to face. And she doesn't want to come on, I don't think, because I don't agree with her politics. And I'll ask her tough questions.
Yeah.
Michael Fritz seems like a nice enough guy. But I would have her on, and I would ask her basically the same questions I've asked Michael Fritz. I will say this. I've never been rude to a guest that I've invited on. Never once in my life have I been rude to a guest I've invited on. I've been rude to two people since we've had this program. Two guests.
I can vouch for this.
Artur Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And Sue Bell Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
Was there a third one? I don't think there was a third one.
No, not really.
No, who was that other cat that wanted to come on and he was running for governor?
No, that was a call-in thing, though. Was that when he called in?
Called in, but he asked to be on at a specific time.
Yeah, and I told him no, because he was a loser.
Yeah.
I don't want losers populating this program. This is a space for winners.
And he tried to drop that some innuendo about something, and you kind of ripped him up.
But I'm talking about people I've invited in the program. If I've ever called someone and invited them onto the program, I've been exceptionally nice to them. I might have asked them tough questions, but I've always been nice. The only two exceptions to that were both people who asked to come on my program, Artur Davis, and that was the Ashley Madison deal. And I didn't care about it, but I just asked him, what your phone number was. He didn't know his phone number.
Dave, you know your cell phone number?
Yeah, I do know mine. Yeah.
Baron, you know your cell phone number?
I've known it for a long time. I know my last, like, five cell phone numbers. But Artur Davis did not know his cell phone number. The only, and then the other person was Sue Bell Cobb, who came on and thought for some reason our audience cared about the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and that was going to gin her up a lot of support from our audience.
Oh, you're talking about the JJ hat?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Know your audience, you know?
Know your audience. Know where you're going. That's just how out of touch she was. And I like Sue Bell Cobb, and we actually kissed and made up after that. But my goodness.
Oh, I remember. I was here that day.
Were you here that day?
Yeah, I remember that.
You got a little testy.
Yeah, I didn't say
much. Was the secondhand awkwardness more than you could handle?
It was a lot.
Well,
one thing you can say about her is she doesn't really back down, though.
No, she didn't. She glared at me at one point and refused to keep talking.
She did.
And I said, we're going to go to a break if you don't say something. Because, you know, I'm going to kick you out of here. And then she started talking again. But that's it. Those are the only two people. And they both asked to come on. I've never invited anyone on and been mean to them. And Charlotte Meadows would get the same treatment.
We'll see.
I wouldn't be mean to her because I consider her a friend. I just don't want her to win. I'd tell her that to her face. She's a globalist. She runs a masjid school over here. It's a Muslim-run school.
That Hefner dude hit her on that.
Well, good. I didn't see that. He should have. It's half-assed.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technology. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customer. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our forecast for today calls for at least a chance of a few spotty thunderstorms during the heat of the day. Otherwise, it's going to be a warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Then for tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. In fact, it'll be a little less humid with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday's a hot day with a high near 90. Maybe an isolated afternoon storm somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered storms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may
guys, 35 minutes after 11 o'clock.
Nobody's gonna look at you in the year 55.
The year 55, 55 is gonna be like. Does humanity survive that long?
Your legs got nothing.
No, because global warming is gonna kill us all.
Oh, yeah, we only have 12 years. Or 11. They started saying that a year ago. So you got 11 years. Hey, you know what? I don't have to save any money anymore. I just blow it all.
That's right.
You'll get me a Ferrari.
You know, all those people that are like, that, you know, their cult leader says, you know, the world's going to end on this day. They're really happy they did that too, Baron. Just stopped saving money, gave all their possessions away, and then, oh, whoops. Whoa. I was wrong. You know, he's speaking to me in some language that, you know, nobody's ever heard before. So I kind of misinterpreted the date. But
he was using the Gregorian calendar.
We got a couple years left.
We cool.
Go earn some money and then come back and give it back to me.
Our number 272-9228. Have I told you this? I don't know if I've said it on air. If everybody is predicting worldwide doom and the world is going to end, be cool. And just tell everybody, guys, I know the truth. It's not going to end. Because when it doesn't end, you're a prophet. And if it does end, it doesn't matter. Everybody's gone anyway.
It's over.
Doesn't matter.
Good point.
So you're good to go. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Tom Latham over at Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, 284-9292 if you're keeping track at home, 284-9292. Tom Latham's a good guy, but a better concrete guy. Believe it or not, as good a guy as he is, he's a better concrete guy. Walkways, driveways, patios. I saw on Facebook, go to his Facebook page, he put up today, this very day on Facebook, some stamped concrete, look like little stones, little bricks.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do a double take. I thought he put a brick, a white brick walkway.
Does not have to do that.
It is incredible. Durable, safe, secure, beautiful. I can't wait to have one of these at my house.
And what you need to do, you need to watch them as they pour the concrete and do the stamping. Yeah. It is a fascinating process.
Is it really?
Oh, it is.
They've got time-lapse footage of it and real-time video.
It's really fascinating.
Get by there when you get a chance. His Facebook page, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies, pennyearn.co online. Or just call them, 284-9292. Say, I want to check out those beautiful brick-stamped concrete. It's gorgeous. Really a cool product.
Yeah.
Really,
and that's
cool
what
product.
You need going from your front door around on your little walkway. Mm. You need the concrete.
Yes.
That looks like it's lined in bricks.
Yes.
On both sides. I mean, that would be perfect.
It looks so good. Mm-hmm. Looks so good. You asked a question yesterday, Dave.
I did.
Does Alabama have a pocket veto?
That's right, they do.
Headline from Mary Sell and Caroline Beck this morning. John shaming bill pocket vetoed by governor.
So that answers the question.
Now, I don't know. I'll let you guys draw your own conclusions. I don't know why KIV pocket vetoed a human trafficking bill meant to deter individuals from soliciting prostitutes. The governor's office claims it was a drafting error that could have weakened its intent. My question is, did it weaken present law? If it just weakened the intent...
Then what does it matter? Just go fix it again.
Sign it, yeah. And then next year fix it. You're going to have a prison special section. Just throw this in there. House Bill 262 would have prohibited, without a court order, the publishing of photos of those charged with prostitution. So if you get picked up for prostitution, they won't allow your mugshot to be shown.
Okay. Why not?
But it would allow the photos to be published of those charged with soliciting prostitution. Because they're saying the solicitors, the Johns, are never victims of human trafficking, but a lot of the prostitutes are.
Okay.
And so once you put their faces out there, now they can't get a job. Even if they get away, they're always going to be known as a hooker.
Okay.
And so that harms them for the rest of their life. So it weakens their ability to get away from human trafficking. I tend to agree with this bill.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Ivy's office said the bill, as passed by lawmakers, was not the sponsor's intended legislation. The bill was nicknamed the John Shaming Bill, and it was co-sponsored by Marika Coleman of Birmingham and Terry Collins, who was in Montgomery yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
She was sign-waving for Charlotte Meadows outside the Dowrated Church of Christ.
Oh.
I drove by and saw a shock of red hair. And I thought, that looks like Terry Collins. And upon closer inspection, it was. Marika Coleman, no relation to your humble host, said, we are disappointed that House Bill 262 was not signed, but are thankful for the diligence of the governor's office in catching the drafting error. I look forward to working more closely with her office and my Republican colleagues on future human trafficking-related legislation. I don't know what the error was, though. The article doesn't say what it was.
That great article. Great article.
The article doesn't say what the error was.
Yeah.
House Democrats said the error in the bill stemmed from a last-minute amendment by Tim Melson of Florence, added prior to passage on the last day of the regular session. In a statement, Democrats said Melson intended to protect innocent Johns from public exposure, but didn't say what it was. He said he was contacted yesterday. He said, I was more worried about wives and kids getting teased at school if dad's picture was in the paper for an arrest. There could be collateral damage.
God, well,
he's soliciting prostitutes.
Right.
And every other crime goes in the paper, and they're all going to be teased at school.
Yeah, and
your dad sells crack.
Yes.
I mean, what difference does it make? Crime is crime. It's either a crime to solicit prostitutes or not. We can argue over the merits of whether it should be.
Right.
Or whether it should be regulated and tested and have some sort of order to it.
Can you just, like, put a camcorder in the room if you solicit a prostitute and then just call it
porn?
Yeah, just say you're making a porn movie?
I don't believe so.
I think the difference between prostitution and pornography is the presence of a camera. Because you're paying for sex both
times. I'm being serious.
I don't know.
I mean, those folks get paid. I'm sure.
I hope.
They still make porn?
I don't know.
Don't ask me.
But this idea of Melson being more worried about wives and kids getting teased at school if a dad's picture was in the paper for an arrest. Buddy.
Oh. Guy, Baron, I saw your daddy last night. He was in the paper. He nasty. I have to drop out of school and become a tranny. This is terrible.
Drop out of school and become a tranny.
My life's ruined because my dad loves hookers. I mean, come off it.
Brent was on the Mobile Highway.
Come off it.
He was not on the Mobile Highway.
There's got to be something.
He would be in the classy odors.
There's got to be
We call those call girls, I believe.
Or escorts.
Yes.
Escorts. Dancers. Dancers, I think they go by.
Exotic dancers.
Exotic dancers. I dance. No, you hook. No one pays you to dance, I promise. I'm worried that Tim Melson, the senator from Florence, Alabama, doesn't know that everyone else's picture is in the paper when they get arrested. But he's only worried about kids getting teased if dad's arrested for soliciting hookers. So, but it doesn't say what the problem is. This article is lousy. Todd Stacey, if you're listening, you contact Mary Sell and Caroline Beck. Mary Sell's a friend of mine, too. I'm not being mean to her. Yeah. I do like her. We talk on the phone sometimes. I'll send her tips. And she's a great reporter. I'll run into her out at the restaurant. We'll sit and chat for a few minutes. She's a friend.
Yeah.
But everybody's entitled to make a mistake. And in the article, there's no explanation of what the problem was.
Right.
No explanation of what the problem was.
Yeah, there's got to be something.
No. But that was not the only bill pocket vetoed.
Oh, yeah?
No. A campaign finance bill died without signature. House Bill 213, sponsored by Wandlin Gavan of Birmingham, was intended to make candidates' campaign finance spending on election days more transparent, but a Senate added amendment, killed the bill, inadvertently made it less transparent by pushing back by 2 days the final reporting day, meaning there would be no report on election day or the day before election day spending due to the Secretary of State's office. Do you think that was a mistake?
Wrong.
Wrong. There's a 0% chance that was a mistake.
You know, the thing is that there, average house race, you know, like this one that had 2,700 votes in it. Mm-hmm. I think the reporting is onerous. You don't usually have, like, it's you don't have enough money to hire somebody to actually do it. Yeah. There's penalties that are legal for doing it wrong.
Right. I think if you're raising or spending less than 50 grand, don't make them file.
Right.
You know, it's hard. It's hard to be that crooked under 50 grand, frankly. You know, make them file a month out or something.
Yeah, and I agree with the big contribution thing. You know, like, so if somebody gives you all the 50K, you know, then maybe you have to report that.
Not only that, major contributions should be a total of that person. So when that single entity gives you 20 grand.
Right.
Not 19,
9, and 2.
19, 19,
right.
19, 19. I've seen that.
I've
they give
seen
19
it too,
every
recently.
Day for a week.
Yeah.
And then you don't have to report it till the end of the reporting period. So, yeah, lots of crookedness.
Wait a minute. You're saying that people try to find ways around the campaign finance laws?
I'm saying I don't think either one of these amendments in the Senate was by mistake. And I think the governor caught them.
Guarantee you that.
I think Tim Melson intended Johns not to have their pictures published either.
And who might be a John that has something to do with the legislature that would be concerned about a picture of a John getting put out?
I don't know.
Don't be naming names. I don't know who you're talking about.
I ain't going Alvin Home.
I'm panicked.
I'm just saying.
I'm panicked. It's going to be a friend of mine. the other thing, too, is they identified in this article Tim Melson was the problem on the first bill, on the human trafficking bill.
But not on the second
one. But they didn't say who the problem was on the second one. Because if it's Tom Watley, we know we got a problem on our hands. But if it's somebody else, maybe it was innocent. You know? Not that Tom Watley's ever had problems with his campaign.
She fell down, man. She fell down.
She fell down. Tripped over a hose.
Water hose.
Chippewa Charm Tree Service, they don't fall down on the job. In fact, they come, they go, and you don't even know they were there. You don't even know they were there. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable how efficient these guys are. They get in, they get out. They were at my house like 20 minutes. Like they came, just tree gone. They took everything away with them. They didn't like leave it out by the road for the city to come pick it. No, it's gone. Gone. Chippewa Charm Tree Service is amazing. If you have any tree needs, you got a lot of opportunity. You got a lot of options. You can call lots of different people. I recommend you call Chippewa Charm Tree Service because I know these guys. I know Tom Duncan. I know Augustine Duncan. I've looked them in the eye. I know who they are. I know their reputation in the community. I know how skilled and talented they are. I know how much they care about the job. Chippewa Charm Tree Service, 328-2484. 328-2484. Put it in your phone because it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you get that emergency in the middle of the night, Myra, who do we got to call? Got a tree on our garage. 328-2484. The tree's in the bedroom. 328-2484. 328-2484. Myra, the tornado, took our oak tree down. 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Don't be Myra and Ira. Be humble listener. Calls 328-2484. Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Check them out on Facebook. Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman, 84, back after this.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Tom.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Song has taken the world by storm.
Do you know how long it's been since I actually memorized the song?
It's been a long time.
It's been like 28 years.
When's the last time I did one not on purpose?
Right, that's the thing.
This one I just listened to so many times
that I know the words.
That's what I'm talking about.
And if this were Friday, they would have seen our good studio dancing.
That's
in here.
True, because this Friday, I think we're going to have
the... I think we have the problem solved.
We're going to have the problem solved.
Oh, and you're going to see my hat is going to be matted black.
I'm going to wear
my
black boots.
Going to be black to
match.
You know, I'm going to have to go up to K-Bar-K and pick up a hat between now and then.
Come.
Or wherever. I don't know. If there's someone who advertises, I'll go there.
That's fine.
You'll tell me where? Okay, well, tell me where. I need a cowboy hat. I would look good, John, in a cowboy hat. No doubt, he said. No doubt. No doubt. Bath Innovations, you'll look good in a Bath Innovations bathroom. You'll look better than you do in your crappy, dumpy bathroom now that's hard to clean. Because Bath Innovations is going to come in. They're going to tear everything down completely to the studs. They're going to inspect for water damage, rotten wood, broken pans, and more. And then they're going to replace what you had, either the tile or the grout or the drywall or whatever you had, and they're going to put in some really nice bathroom. I recommend the acrylic product. At least take a good long look at the acrylic product. It's amazing. I don't know if you... Were you here Friday? Did you see the etched, laser-etched acrylic? You cannot tell the difference between grout and laser-etched acrylic. It's flawless. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. Basically a lifetime product, nearly indestructible, and super easy to clean. Just wipe it off. Just wipe it off. None of this. We got to buy grout cleaner, and you got to get bleach, and you got to... No. A little Fantastic or Windex, wipe it off.
Baron, you're missing the best thing about them, though.
What?
Is when they do your bathroom, they tear the walls out down
yes,
to the studs.
They do.
I have seen these companies that put caps over existing tile.
And it ruins...
It looks great for about...
Week and a half.
And then it starts peeling off the wall, coming out of the shower.
Yep.
Water gets behind it.
Yep. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Get by Bath Innovations showroom. They're on the East Boulevard, right in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center. When you go by there, tell them about the radio. They may still have some radio deal cooking. I'm not sure. I know they did for May. I think they might for June. Tell them you heard it on the radio. No matter what, they'll appreciate it.
Hey, you got no in your pocket.
You got no in your pocket. Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely a great point. BathInnovations.com. They are also generous sponsors of our phones, by the way. BathInnovations.com guest hotline, 272-9228. Got about 6 minutes left to get in if you want to. The FBI notes on Clinton's emails have mysteriously gone missing.
Wow.
I know that shocks everyone in this audience.
I think Dave just fell out of his chair.
I did. I'm dead.
The FBI has released 277 pages of redacted records that show the FBI failed to produce information from an August 2015 meeting with Intelligence Community Inspector General about Hillary Clinton's email server. The FBI claimed the notes are missing, and the CD containing those notes was damaged irreparably.
With a hammer.
Yeah, no, with a drill like those Alabama sheriffs.
Yeah. Just happened to be accidentally. Oh, speaking of, by the way, if you're going to destroy your computer in an attempt to have it not be put back together later, drills, people, drills, not hammers. Not hammers. Hammers can be recovered. Drills cannot.
Acid.
Acid wash. The records, which were posted to the FBI's website, are the 32nd release of documents in response to a Judicial Watch FOIA request from 2016.
They filed a lawsuit after the Justice Department failed to comply with the request. Included in the documents are the February 2019 FBI electronic communications documenting the damaged CD and missing notes. I will reiterate what I've said many times on this program. The FBI is corrupt. It's crooked. It needs to be shut down completely. Each and every employee, from the guy filing cabinets to washing the toilets out at the FBI headquarters, should be free to reapply for his job under the new bureaucracy. But every senior level lawyer needs to be completely removed and fired. There's absolutely no excuse for what happens in the FBI, missing unnecessarily redacted text messages when you request them. I just mentioned here, loser Keith Baker, the worst FBI agent in America, who was out of the Southern District of Alabama, which covers Montgomery, a total loser, somehow still employed with the Alabama Attorney General's office, one of the worst human beings on earth, supposedly lost 8,000 text messages in the middle of a high-profile trial in which he was communicating illegally with court personnel. And so they went to the FBI saying, well, can we have them? Because your server should have them as backup, right? And they said, yeah, they should have them. We'll go check. Gone.
Wrong.
If President Trump does anything, he'll get rid of the FBI. He'll completely remake it. It is one of the most corrupt organizations in America. Any organization that refuses to record their meetings and instead relies on handwritten notes, sometimes crafted weeks or months after the fact.
And see, that's something.
Has no credibility with me.
I had no clue about until you said that. Yeah. And that absolutely shocks me.
You know when I found out about it? I had a client and I requested the tape from their meeting. And they laughed and said, there's no tape in an FBI meeting. I was like, what? Give me the tape from the meeting. You met with him before he hired me. Give me the tape. And they said, we'll give you the summarized notes. And I looked, and the notes were like 24 days after the meeting. The notes were drafted. And I thought, you're kidding me.
They don't even have like a court reporter in there that's...
No, hell no. They have a biased agent who hates your client's guts, and you just got to trust that he got everything right 24 days later. That's what I learned.
Man, that is frightening.
Yeah. It's a horrible organization. Some really horrific people work there. I'm sure there's a couple good people here and there that work there. But they can't have a soul because they work for an organization that lost Hillary Clinton notes and the CD that contained the notes. It was irreparably damaged. Conveniently only stored in one place. It just happened to get damaged. No word yet how it got damaged. You know, I obviously, for theatrical effect, sometimes overdo it.
No.
I don't think every single person that works for the FBI is a horrible human being. But a lot of them are. And while they're burning in hell, I hope they remember this segment of news and views. Who's this? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, buddy. Hey, you know they renaming that building, the FBI building, don't you?
To what?
To J. Edgar Hoover instead of J. Edgar Hoover.
Okay. Let us do the joking, please, people. Can we please be the funny people? Can we be the funny people?
Yep, they trying, Baron. They trying.
They need to quit trying.
You tried your best, and you failed. The lesson here is, never try.
We'll be back. No, the lesson here is, FBI officials need to be honest. They're the chief law enforcement offices in the entire country. Be honest.
Oh, no. The lesson is if you suck, stop sucking and learn how not to suck.
But they suck on purpose. They don't suck. They're good at what they're doing.
There's a joke here somewhere. Maybe tomorrow.
Out of time, Dave.
Maybe after the break. Guys, the Dan Moore Show's next. We'll be back in 21 hours. You've been called in.